Disney Cruise Line has finally arrived in Asia with the Disney Adventure, which will sail out of Singapore for the next 5 years. The launch even kicked off with Marvel royalty Robert Downey Jr. flying in to christen the ship as its official godparent. Yes, it was a big moment. The ship promises a lot. The longest roller coaster at sea, original Broadway-style shows, and fireworks at night. With sailing starting from around $1,300, is it actually worth it? I spent 5 days and 4 nights on board exploring the huge ship from top to bottom. Here is what stood out. The holiday magic begins the moment you board. You will see Disney artwork and murals everywhere, with familiar soundtracks playing throughout many of the public areas. Disney Imagination Garden is the visual centerpiece and the most Instagrammable spot. This is also where the garden stage is located, with live performances happening throughout the day. One of the first shows is Let's Set Sail, where Captain Mickey and his friends appear to officially kick off the voyage. Another highlight for me was Avengers Assemble, where Marvel superheroes come together to take on familiar villains. Just next to it is Discovery Reef, an area inspired by underwater worlds from films like Finding Nemo and The Little Mermaid. During the day, both areas feel lively and energetic. But at night, when the lights come on, the atmosphere changes completely and feels even more magical. Another spot where you will find live performances is Wayfinder Bay. During the day, it hosts family shows like Moana, Call of the Sea. At night, the vibe changes a little with live music or DJ sets. You will also find refreshment stations everywhere with complimentary drinks, so it's easy to stay hydrated. Beyond the outdoor performances, you will also find full theatre productions inside the Walt Disney Theatre. One that really stood out for me is Remember, a new Broadway-style musical that follows Paul E. and Eve as they set out on a journey and meet other Disney characters. One of my personal favourite areas on board is San Francisco Street, inspired by Big Hero 6. It's a mashup of San Francisco and Tokyo, and the design blends both cities. You will also find plenty of great photo spots around this area. The space is filled with interactive games, and the best part is that they're all free to play. You can try them on your own or challenge a group of friends. There's also a cinema screening Disney films throughout the day, and you might even be able to find Baymax hanging out here.
It is nice to see you.
You will also find two shops here, the National Geographic store and the Duffy and Friends shop, which is the first of its kind at sea. This is where you can pick up exclusive merchandise you won't find anywhere else. Throughout the ship, you can also find many other shops with exclusive merchandise. Marvel fans will want to head straight to Marvel Landing on the top deck. This adventure zone includes attractions inspired by Groot and Ant-Man. But the biggest highlight is the Iron Cycle Test Run. It's the longest roller coaster at sea. I will admit, when I first saw the ride, it didn't look that scary. But once I got on and it started moving, it turned out to be way more thrilling than I expected. The first lap runs automatically so you can enjoy the ride. Then on the second lap, you get to control the speed yourself. And there is one moment where the track swings out over the open ocean. That definitely made my heart race. For a cruise ship, it is impressive. On the other end, you will be able to find more kid-friendly activities at Toy Story Place, including the water slides. Safe to say, there's plenty on board to keep the kids occupied. One of the main ones is the Oceania Club, which has themed play areas inspired by Toy Story and Spider-Man. There's also a high tea for parents and their young ones, where Disney princesses come to life in a ballroom setting. Another popular experience is the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, where kids can transform into characters like a princess, knight, or even a sea captain. If you're not traveling with kids, there's still plenty for adults to enjoy around the ship. There are several lounges and bars where you can enjoy cocktails with live music. A spa with facilities like saunas, steam rooms, cold pools, or heated lounges where you can relax and look out at the sea, and an infinity pool at the back of the ship. Beyond rides and shows, there are also smaller activities happening throughout the day for all ages. You can even book a private karaoke room with your friends and belt out Disney favorites or pretty much any other song you like. Food is another highlight. There are plenty of complimentary dining options around the ship, and here are a few worth checking out. Pixar Market is one of the spots for buffet breakfast and lunch, with each section themed after a different Pixar movie. You will notice even the light fixtures match the theme. There are casual dining options throughout the day, like Stitch's Ohana Grill to get your burger fix, or Cosmic Kebabs if you're craving Mediterranean flavors. On the top deck, you will also find pizza and soft serve stations, which are perfect after a swim. At night, guests follow rotational dining, where you are already pre-booked at different restaurants. Since you're on a Disney cruise, there's always a bit of entertainment woven into the experience. My personal favorite dinner experience was the Animator's Palette, where you start your meal by drawing a character. Then halfway through the meal, all the guest drawings suddenly appear animated on the screens around the restaurant. There are also plenty of premium dining options available if you want to celebrate a special occasion or just go somewhere a bit fancier, though these come with additional fees. Now, let's check out the rooms. Like most cruises, it offers several types of staterooms. You will find interior rooms as well as rooms with verandas facing different areas, including the open ocean if you prefer something quieter. One unique feature is that each room is themed after a Disney character. The deluxe staterooms come with a sofa bed so they can accommodate up to 4 guests. It also features a split bathroom layout. If you're looking to upgrade and splurge a little, the ship also has a selection of suites. The most luxurious ones are the Frozen theme suites, which come with spacious living areas, multiple bedrooms, and private patios. Guests staying in the suites can also get access to a concierge lounge, along with extra perks like your own private dining areas, gym, spa facilities, and even an exclusive shop. And of course, you will meet many Disney characters throughout your trip. I ended up spotting over 50 characters over 5 days. Another big highlight is the Lion King fireworks show, narrated by the legendary Shah Rukh Khan. If you want a good view, it's worth heading up 15 minutes earlier to secure a good spot. Unlike many cruises, this one doesn't actually dock anywhere. The ship itself is the destination. Even after 5 days on board, I was still discovering little corners I hadn't noticed before. And this is Disney Cruise Line's largest ship, so you definitely won't be able to explore everything in one day. If you're a Disney fan, this will definitely feel magical. But even if you're not a diehard fan, there's still plenty to enjoy, whether it's the shows, the food, or simply relaxing out at sea. And if nothing else, it's a nice chance to lean into the fun a little and just be a kid again for a day or two.